Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. All right, John. Finish off. Coach Carl.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to episode 442 of the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Now, our show today is an incredibly special show that everyone should watch or listen to. It is as insightful as it is inspirational. And it's a story that showcases how, with the greatest mindset, with a great positive mindset, you can achieve anything. This is the story of John's Crazy Socks, which is now the world's largest sock store. And it's a story of John and Mark Cronin. They are the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. It's a social enterprise with a mission to spread happiness. In 5 years, they bootstrapped their startup to the world's largest sock store with multi-million dollar sales in 88 nations. John may have Down syndrome, but he always says, "Down syndrome never holds me back." Now, more than half of the employees have a differing ability, and every day, John and Mark show what their colleagues can do. They are fierce advocates for the rights of the differently abled and have testified twice before the US Congress, spoken at the United Nations, and recorded two TED Talks. This is a story that everyone will love, guaranteed. And after a word from our sponsor, it's my absolute pleasure to bring you John and Mark Cronin.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
It's my pleasure to welcome to the podcast. Please welcome two very special guests, John and Mark Cronin, co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thanks so much.
I've been looking forward to this. And we had a hiccup with our first one. Unfortunately, I had some issues at my end. So it's really great that we've finally been able to catch up. So please share with the audience the story behind, I guess, John's Crazy Socks.
Well, you want to introduce us?
Yeah, Dad. My name is John. I'm a partner with Mark. We are John's Crazy Socks.
And what's our mission?
Spreading happiness.
So one place to start, Tony, Coach Curl, is let me introduce you really to John. Tell you a few things. You're an entrepreneur?
Yes, I am.
You're a sock tycoon?
Yes, I am.
The world's largest sock store, right?
Right.
And you're a public speaker?
Yes, I am.
You're an advocate?
Yes.
A dancer?
Yes.
An athlete?
Yes.
And you happen to have Down syndrome.
I am. I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome never hit me back.
It does not. So it's important to know John has a lot of things that he does or is, and Down syndrome is just part of that. Doesn't define him. But now we come and talk about our business. We are in our sixth year. We'll go back to the beginning. And our story starts...
A log cabin in the woods.
Small log cabin in the woods.
No.
No, not really. It starts in the suburbs of New York City. And where were you?
I was at Huntington High School. I'm going to be my last year school.
And because it was going to be his last year, John was trying to figure out, what do I do next? And what were you looking at?
I love job, program, and school. I don't like jobs that I don't like.
And Tony, this is unfortunately a problem that that confronts many people with a differing ability. There just aren't good options out there. In the U.S., the unemployment rate for people with a disability is double the national average, and that only begins to tell the story. Only one in five people with a disability are employed. So John was up against it. But like we said before, he's a natural entrepreneur. So if you didn't see a job you wanted, what were you going to do?
I want to create one. I want to make one.
What'd you tell me?
I said, I want to go up here with my dad. And nice fellas jumping in together.
Which is pretty cool, right? Now I'm a lucky man, Tony.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
I've got three sons, and this is one I could work with. So, okay, let's go into business. We had, what type of business were we going to run? And I was starting some online businesses. I had spent most of my career in the healthcare field. But John had some ideas, and what was one of them?
One of them is a food truck, a kind of idea from the movie Chef and John Favreau. The movie about a father and son buying a food truck.
So a food truck sounds like a fun idea. And we're thinking, what could we make? Where would we put it? But we ran into a problem.
Oh, we can't cook.
Yeah, we can't cook. But then, right before Thanksgiving here in the U.S., so late November, John had his eureka moment.
I did. I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks? It's fun, it's colorful, it's creative. I will always let me be me.
John had worn these crazy socks his whole life. We used to drive around looking for them.
Right.
So we figured this. If John loved them that much, surely other people would too, and we could find a tribe. And we know you got a lot of entrepreneurs and business folks out there. Here we are, we have this idea. We eschewed the normal business plan. We said, let's just get something up and running and test it. We'll go the lean startup route. So John already had the name. We built a simple website on the Shopify platform. Yeah. We got some inventory. We were bootstrapping. So you got to make do with what you have. The only marketing we did was to set up a Facebook page. And I would take out my cell phone and we made videos. And who do you think was in those videos?
I am. I'm talking about socks. Socks, socks, more socks.
And we opened December 9th of 2016.
Yep.
Not sure what to expect. And we got a flood of orders the first day. We got 42 orders. And most of them were local. So what did we do with those first orders?
Our home delivery, I got a red box just like this one.
Right, red boxes. We put the socks in the box.
Yeah.
And then looked at it and said, it needs something else. So you wrote thank you notes.
Yes, I did.
And we got bags of Hershey's Kisses and filled up the boxes with the candy, loaded up the car, drove around. Yeah. You knocked on doors.
I did.
Delivering the socks.
I did that.
There was nights we were out at 10 o'clock at night, and John's knocking on doors.
Right.
Just John with your socks.
A customer slept it. They took a picture and shared on social media. I get a spread.
So by starting that way, we were able to test the idea. We saw the response, and we learned. Right? We learned, one, people want to buy socks.
Yep. Two, people want to buy socks from me.
They wanted to buy from John.
Right.
They related to John. They liked the fact that we had already pledged 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. They liked the personal touch, the thank you note, the candy. And you learn by doing. Mm. We learned that this young man.
This is old man.
This old man, we could sell socks.
Yeah, he's old.
So that's how we got started.
Yeah.
We took that to go on and build a slightly different type of business model. It's a social enterprise. We have a social and a business mission. And overall, we're just trying to spread happiness.
Spread happiness.
But we've grown. Today, how many different socks do we have?
We have 4,000 different kinds of socks and many choices.
So that means John here? is the owner of the world's largest sock store.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
And we've now delivered over 375,000 orders to 88 different countries. But if we get an order between our office and home, what are you doing?
I'm still doing home delivery.
Still doing home deliveries.
So isn't that awesome?
That's how we get started.
That's the best job you could ever get, I would imagine. Just running a business, creating your own job, and running a social enterprise that also helps others. It is such a powerful story. And then along the way, you've spoken at the United Nations. You've done two TED Talks. You've won awards. So how does the journey feel at the moment, John? How does it feel that you've accomplished not just running a great business, but being recognized for what it is that you do?
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. I feel great running my business, and it's really good for me. I can find multiple work, it's really awesome.
It's an interesting experience. We've been very fortunate, right? And it comes down to what we're doing. We have our five pillars of what drives us, right? We're always trying to show what people with different abilities can do. It's giving back. It's connecting with our customers. We've been very fortunate. The business has created a platform that allows us to go and do more. But in turn, that creates an obligation on our part. We get that opportunity, we have to make use of it. And we've stood up and made a promise. We've said, you can run a business. More than half of our colleagues have a differing ability. That you can do it by giving back to the community and to everything we do. That you can really focus on customer experiences and be successful. So now that we've made that promise, we have to keep living it and growing it. So we've just begun. There's so much more.
And you get the real sense of that, Mark, that you really have just begun. So I work with a number of different businesses in different sizes and shapes. And one of the first things that we tend to do is determine what the culture and the value is of the country, of the company. So you've got a mission of spreading happiness, and then you've built this business on your five pillars. Walk me through those five pillars and why they're important to the organization.
Well, they're part of our fiber. So the five pillars are inspiration and hope.
Give it back, find product you can love, and make it personal, make it a great place to work.
So I'll walk through them quickly. Make it a great place to work. If our mission is to spread happiness and we want to do that with our customers and in a community, we have to start here. This has to be a great place to work. It has to be a place where people are engaged and happy to work here and feel they're able to do their best work. And we could go into, how we've done that. And it's not one thing, it's everything. You have to keep working at that. The making it personal. And right from that first day with the home deliveries and the thank you note and the candy, we're not just looking for transactions. We're looking to build connections with our customers, to share experiences. Mm-hmm. So when a customer buys from us, they're not just getting socks, they're getting great socks. But they now enable us to hire people with different abilities and to give back. They're part of the advocacy work. That commitment makes itself manifest in everything we do, and everybody's on board. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
We do our own fulfillment. If you sell online, you either do it yourself or you outsource it. So we run our own pick and pack warehouse. And one day, one of our packers comes and says, we sell socks for diabetics, these high compression socks. And we're sending them candy. What's wrong with that picture? So now we have a supply of sugar-free candy that we send out. If you call us, our happiness creators will answer the phone. We don't give them a script. We don't time what they do. They're going to have an actual conversation with you. Anything we can to create that connection. Then the fun products you can love. So here's what guides us on what we sell. It's got to be fun. It's got to spread happiness. And
I have to be behind.
John's got to approve it. If John doesn't approve, we don't sell. So here's an easy example. There are a lot of socks that people love that have profane language on them. John's not going to do that. But part of it is also, we have to be a great e-commerce business. We have to have a great website. We've got to have great selection of 4,000 socks. We've got to have great products. We have over 29,000 five-star reviews. 96% of our reviews are five-star reviews.
Wow.
We have to have great service. We do same-day shipping. We do better shipping than Amazon. And Jeff Bezos over at Amazon, he's not putting a thank you note and candy in every package.
He's putting a hell of a lot more cardboard and
packing
paper in.
Then there's the giving back. We don't wait till the end of the year to see do we have some money and write a check. We started by pledging 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. And why the Special Olympics?
I have been to Olympic athlete.
Yes, you are. But we've gone on to create products that celebrate causes and raise awareness and raise money for those causes. So what were the first awareness socks we created? Down Syndrome Awareness Socks. And you designed those.
I did.
And they raise money for the National Down Syndrome Society. But we've gone on to create more Down Syndrome socks. Autism Awareness Socs, Cerebral Palsy,
Animal League,
the North Shore Animal League, the Pet Rescue Socs. Things that in and of themselves give back and people can relate to. But the most important pillar is to show what people with different abilities can do. So we start with John. John has Down Syndrome, but we don't put John in the back. We don't say that we hide him. He's the face of the business. We've been able to create 34 jobs. 22 of those are held by people with different abilities. And that's not enough. We want to show the world. So we create content, you know, videos all the time for our various social media platforms, just showing people as they are. We host tours from schools and social service agencies. With the pandemic, we moved those online. So we've had school groups from around the world come and get a tour. So students can see, oh, I can get a job. I can work. There are things I can do. We do speaking engagements. We've spoken, you know, pre-pandemic, we crisscrossed the U.S., Canada, Mexico. Now it's around the world. That's why we do these podcast interviews. We're so grateful that you have us on because we get to send out that message. Share the story. And we do advocacy work. Like I said before, the business gives us a platform and people will listen. So we've testified twice before the U.S. Congress. We've spoken at the United Nations. And it's all to show, look what can happen. So that drives us.
There's so many positive messages around what you both are doing. It is just an incredible story. And it's amazing it's a social enterprise, but I've got no doubt that there are a number of entrepreneurs that probably can learn from what it is that you've done and how you've created this and how you built that passion and how you wanted to celebrate in so many ways the differing abilities that you've got within your team. I think it is such an amazing story, which when you're doing like your speaking and your advocacy work, are you seeing a broad cross-section of, say, general communities that are all ears and peeking in, or is it part of the mission to provide that inspiration and hope to potentially other people with differing abilities? Are you seeing a broad cross-section of the community?
So there are two sides to that coin. One group is speaking to students and people with a different ability, to encourage them and inspire them. Here's some feedback we got, which is really touching to us. A teacher called us and said, a day after coming in for a tour, and said that one of her students, who had autism and was fairly antisocial, came into class the next day and printed out a picture of him and John together, handed it to the teacher, and said, "You see, I can do anything." And that's it. You know, we were on the phone yesterday with a mother and daughter who started a business and were inspired by what they saw John do. We're creating a program called JCS Champions to put people with differing ability into their own business by giving them a business in a box. So that's one part of it. The other part is to go and speak to other businesses, to policymakers, lawmakers, to say, look what people can do. Give them a chance. One of the themes we hit on a lot is the idea that hiring people with differing abilities is not altruism, it's good business. So we speak in that sense to a broad range of audiences, Rotary clubs, Lions clubs, the chambers of commerce. We do a lot of corporate speaking. We've spoken with Microsoft and IBM and LinkedIn and Campbell's and Bank of America. And we also speak at a lot of colleges and universities. It's about show, don't tell. We want people to see that we're able to build a successful business because of whom we hire. Yes, we also talk about creating customer engagement and employee engagement, and we're able to share what we do.
It's just inspiring in every step of the way. And one of the leadership lessons that I'm keen to pick up on is part of your pillars of success is make it a great place to work. The development of a culture that people love coming to work. So what are the benefits that you see from a leadership aspect of having a workplace that people actually enjoy going to?
Well, first of all, that makes it better for us, right? but we're only able to do what we do because we have a great team working with us, because we have great colleagues. And you've got to get people on the same page so that you're all rowing together towards the same purpose. So Kristen, who I refer to as our queen of product development, who heads our product development, she's got to buy in, because you can't micromanage and make sure that every product is okay. You got to be able to trust. You got to know that she's doing that. Christy, who manages our social media, works closely with John on that, with me on that. She's got to know the voice and believe in the mission and the purpose of what we're doing. So, if I could walk through, we have five, it turns out, five aspects to what we focus on with employee engagement. One, give people, offer people a mission worthy of their commitment. Something larger than ourselves. Something other than we're going to go make money. And don't get me wrong, we want to make money. John and I, it turns out we'd like to live indoors. Right. And we want our colleagues to make money. If we grow, everybody should benefit. But there's got to be something larger than that. Something that people can feel, they believe in and can feel good in. So that's one. Two, make sure everybody knows why his or her job matters. There's no cog in the machine. There's no make work. There's no inconsequential work. Everybody knows what I do matters. It's important. It's valuable. And that's, our entry-level position are the pickers in our pick and pack warehouse. And what do we call our pickers?
Our sock wranglers.
Sock wranglers. Every sock wrangler knows we're delivering, we're spreading happiness. And they know what they do that helps make that happen. And three, put people in a position to succeed. Don't ask them to do what they can't do. And if somebody needs something, if our webmaster needs a tool, get them that software. If somebody needs, you know, Kenny or one of our packers needed a particular type of chair, get the chair. Now, we don't have unlimited resources, but give people what they need to succeed.
Yeah.
Four, recognize what everybody does. That can be as simple as saying, thank you. Now, you got to pay fair, but but pay, you know, I know you can pay commissions and things. Pay is rarely an incentive. It can be a disincentive. If you're not paid fairly, that's going to stick in your craw. That's going to bother you. But if you see somebody, Nazero, who we recently hired to do web development, well, if she creates a beautiful page, just say, Naz, that's great. Just recognize it. You know, you work hard at your podcast. It doesn't feel good when somebody says, hey, Tony, I listened the other day. That was terrific. And then the last part, stay the hell out of the way. Let people do their jobs. So, so on the org chart here, you could say we're on top because it's our job to set the vision and the direction, but I'm also at the bottom. My job is to serve everybody else and make sure they're able to go and succeed. And when you do that, we attract people and people care and they pour themselves into what they're doing. You know, I want to be really careful. We never refer to it as a family. You know, we come together for business. We work hard, but we have fun and enjoy each other doing it, and it's supportive. If you're all working towards a mission and a goal, the petty stuff falls away. You don't get the politics and the nonsense, because who cares about that? We got more important things to do.
Very much. That's some great advice there, and that's absolutely true. People are working on something that's bigger than themselves and enjoying the journey with the people they're working with. You're more than halfway there to success. So the last question I just want to ask about the business, and it relates to social media. And I understand that John's probably not shy, and but a lot of businesses that I work with, a lot of people don't put themselves out there as the business, right? So I work with some solopreneurs and some micro businesses. And I think that's one of the things that you've touched on is that concept of connection. People connect with the business via what they see on social media. So John, how do you feel about being, I guess, that connection piece for people? Do you enjoy that aspects of social media?
Do you like doing videos and
I do.
Seeing your picture out there?
I do. I love doing videos. I like to TikTok.
You like doing the TikTok videos, huh?
I have so much fun doing TikTok.
And we do Facebook Live. You like doing that?
Yes, and also I really like...
What?
We have our own podcast.
We have our own podcast.
It's called the Spring Happiness Podcast with John and Mark.
And what do you do every Tuesday afternoon?
Every Tuesday, I host a dance party every Tuesday at 3 p.m. In the time, and we're in U.S.
Yeah, Eastern Time, U.S. would be early in the morning over in Australia.
Yeah.
Wake up with a dance.
Wake up New York.
But it's in keeping with a lot of what we do here. You know, part of it, we want to make personal connections with customers, so we've got to be out there and be open and be vulnerable to be open to connect with customers. And for us, this is very personal. And want to be careful here. It's not about ego. It's not about building something around us. I mean, that's part of the reason I have a really good team, and it's about mission.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's you get what you get with us. So John here has no guile.
Right.
And I'm too old to care. This is it. Right? And we just share, and we're open with people, and we have no excuses. We can't blame this on the board. We can't blame it on headquarters. We can't blame it on somebody else's rules. It's us. And we get to create a world. We get to create a world where we want to live. You get to create that environment.
It's just beautiful. So I'm going to ask you both. So first up, John, who's been your inspiration on your business journey? Who's inspired you?
My dad.
Well, that's an easy one. Who else has inspired you besides your dad? Who else has helped you along the way? Well, whose birthday is today?
Yes. Today is the first special birthday today at Miss Clee.
And who is she?
Miss Clee, she is my speech teacher. And she is amazing because she rest my life. She, I'm here without her. And it helped me to speak. And I practice small words. And I have.
So you're a speech teacher. How about Dr. Murphy Jessen? You're one of your high school teachers.
Yeah,
you've had a lot of people.
Miss Capione.
Oh, who taught you retailing?
It helped me. I can learn. I like speech, love skills, retail. It's helped me because I do a living skills I can do. And I just like retail, like I run my own business. I want to go have a retail store like this. It's more inspiring me. I become and want open a business with my dad.
Well, it's important, and I'm sure this is why you asked the question. None of us spring from the earth fully formed. We all, we're so grateful for the people that have made the difference along for us, and it's across a whole life.
So Mark, has there been any particular inspiration that's helped you in your journey?
When you sent that question over, I did some thinking about it. And I can think of all sorts of different ways. My Aunt Gloria, Sister Saint Timothy, Saint Josephite nun, would talk to me as I was a kid all the time, talking about, she believed I could go do things when others weren't necessarily believing. But she always spoke about values and what you could do. There was a time when I was in high school, I went to an all-male Catholic high school back in the 1970s, a different day and age. We had this young principal come in who said, if we're all going to be in a community together, we ought to trust one another. And he convinced the whole school to give up locks. We took the locks off our lockers. Nobody locked anything in the school, that you could trust each other.
Wow.
What a wild idea. And I've taken great inspiration on that. Why not? Why not go and do things? I've been fortunate along the way to work with some terrific people. I could go into, great leaders I got to work with. Bob Dawson or Carol Raphael or Catherine Haslinger, I can go on. Or people you read, Simon Sinek and Seth Godin. will plant ideas in your head. Or
don't forget your aunt Bernadette.
My aunt Bernadette, yeah. So lots of people along the way.
Absolutely, it sounds fantastic. What about the vision for you both? What does that look like moving forward? You've created this magnificent social enterprise. You've employed a large number of people within that business. So what does it look like maybe in 5 years' time? What is it? What more is it that you want to achieve?
Well, we know what our basic strategy is. Drive the mission.
Mm-hmm.
That drives the brand. That drives revenue.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new ways to connect with people. And to date, we've been selling directly to consumers through our website. So we're expanding that. We have three main initiatives. One, we are now developing our B2B sales. We've had them all along, companies calling us up and wanting us to make custom socks for us. And we're very smart people. We said after several years, what do you think would happen if we actually marketed those services? And then a second is we're entering the wholesale channel. So that's a target for fourth quarter of this year. Though we're already selling through Zappos. We've already reached an agreement to sell on Macy's.com. And in the fourth quarter, we're going to be in 856 Kohl's stores here in the U.S. So that's starting well. And then the third initiative we have right now is it's our JCS Champions program. We're creating a program to put people with differing abilities into their own business. We're going to give them a business in a box so they can start their own micro business. We're going to enroll the first people in October, but over 5 years, we want to create 1,000 businesses. We want to light up this country and show, look what people can do. So those are tangible things. We know we're very careful not to do too much all at the same time, but we'll be introducing more products and creating more content. We now have the podcast, the Spreading Happiness podcast, and we have a Facebook Live show, and John has his dance party, of ways that we can connect with people. So, as John would tell you, we've only just begun. You know.
It sounds like exciting times ahead. I believe, John and Mark, that you've created some new fans today talking with us. So how can people connect with you?
How can people find us, John?
I can find it at johnscrazysocks.com.
johnscrazysocks.com. You know, listen, if you buy from us, you're going to get great socks. You're going to get them fast. But you help us employ people with different abilities. You help us give back. Most of all, you help us spread happiness. You can find... you can find us, you can hear our podcast, the Spreading Happiness podcast with John and Mark. We're on all the platforms. Yeah. There's a link at our website. You can join our John's dance party. There's a link at the website. We're on all the social media platforms. And if you want to communicate with us, well, send John an email at john@johnscrazysocks.com.
Excellent, and I'll make sure all of those links are in the show notes, and especially the link to TikTok, because obviously that's something that John really enjoys doing.
A lot of Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You like dancing on TikTok?
I do, Dad.
John and Mark, I just want to thank you for coming on the show today and investing in today's leaders. I wish you every success and continuing success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you're looking to build better leadership skills, check out the Today's Leader website at todaysleader.com.au. We really are driving a leadership revolution to build tomorrow's best leaders today. Today's Leader is a collective, the mindset to make a difference, the ability to create an impact. Think and Grow Business hosts our Today's Leader Mastermind. Think and Grow Business, where we focus on personal, professional, and business growth. Book your free 30-minute discovery call right from the homepage at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.